This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We've got on the line right now the Preview Magazine. Phil Steele's College Football Preview Magazine comes out every year. It's almost like Christmas for us. He's our good friend out in the Ohio area, ESPN, PhilSteele.com. Find him on Twitter at PhilSteele042. And we got the big guy on now. Phil, it's good to have you on to talk some college football, my man. We will start in the Pac-12. Just your overall impressions of the conference. Do we have a playoff team in this conference?
The possibility definitely exists. I can tell you that when I went over the team, and it's a team you're not going to expect, USC, when I went over the team with Coach Helton, they are loaded. Every position has got good talent, good depth, and I think USC is going to have their best year in quite some time. And then the second one, at the end of the conversations, I went over the Oregon Duck team with Coach Cristobal, and wow, especially, you know, this is not the Mark Helfrich's Oregon Duck team, which was just speed and gimmickry on offense and weak defense. This team has got a defense. My number 6 rated defensive line, number 13 linebackers, number 1 secondary in the country. Wow. And they've got, even though they lost all those players off the offensive line, Penei Sewell's still back. Cristobal's an offensive line guy. He'll get an offensive line going. And they've got a lot of speed at running back and receiver. Big question marks quarterback, but they got two capable candidates in Tyler Shough and Anthony Brown. So I think when you look at Oregon and USC, those are the two teams that are the most talented in the Pac-12 this year.
Yeah, the USC point is interesting. We know they're talented every single year. I think there's always questions about Clay Helton and can he put it all together. But I'll start, though, with Oregon. I mean, you had a chance to talk to Mario Cristobal. We know how good they're going to be on the defensive side of the ball. How big of an impact do you expect Joe Moorhead to have? And then when you talked to Cristobal about the quarterback battle, what did he have to say in terms of is there a leader in the clubhouse? Because it's one of those weird years where they had to shut spring practice down, and it's hard to get a read on that position.
Yeah, and I think that affected a player like Jay Butterfield, for example, who Coach Cristobal is high on. He's mobile, and he's a true freshman. He was in for the spring, but he wasn't able to get in those spring practices. They did bring in a veteran in Anthony Brown, but Tyler Shough, the quarterback, I think is the guy that probably entered spring as the starter and left spring as the starter. So he's the guy that's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Phil Steele of Phil Steele Preview Football Magazine is our guest here talking all things Pac-12 football. Give him a follow on Twitter at PhilSteele042. You can find his football preview magazine on shelves everywhere. Phil, I'll ask you this too on the Oregon side of things. When you look at the conference schedule, the North is just such a tough ask, and I think it's going to be quite the test for Oregon, and if they can get through it, I think it's going to set them up better for the playoff. When you look at the North outside of Oregon, you named USC as well as the two top teams in this conference. How would you power rank the rest of the North?
Well, number 2, I would go with Washington. And, you know, Jimmy Lake has done a phenomenal job with that defense. the last couple of years. I remember 3 years ago, they lost three number two draft picks out of the secondary. Secondary was still my top 10. Last year, they only had two returning starters on defense. Still only gave up 349 yards per game. Well, now he's got take over a team with only 12 returning starters and without the benefit of spring practice. But he knows these players, and he likes the talent. And I think defensively, they could have – they're going to challenge Oregon for the best defense in the Pac-12 this year. Offensively, there's question marks at quarterback, but there is talent as well. Dylan Morris, Jacob Sermon, two guys, they're going to battle it out there. And the offensive line, while inexperienced, they got some big boys up front of that offensive line. So I think Washington plays into the mix. And then a little bit of a surprise, Stanford. And David Shaw didn't forget how to coach football. I know they went 4-8 last year, but this guy's got a good team. He's got David Mills at quarterback. He's got one of the better offensive lines in the country this year. In fact, I rated number 15. Good special teams, good receivers. And I think you're going to see Stanford reemerge. Now, the good news is Oregon gets both those teams at home.
Yeah, that helps out a lot. Interesting you have Stanford there at number three after their down season last year. Where are you at on Cal? Because Cal is a team that I think a lot of people view maybe as a sleeper this year. Very talented when their quarterback was healthy last year. It was almost a tale of two seasons for them. I'm assuming you have them slotted in at fourth. Your thoughts on Cal?
Yeah, I got him in that fourth slot. And you mentioned last year with Chase Garbers as a starting quarterback, whenever he started and finished a game, they were undefeated. And whenever he was not there, they only won one game, and that was with Devin Monster at QB. But they're talented on offense, not overwhelmingly talented, but they'll be good. And you know, if Justin Wilcox is the defense coordinator, they're going to be good on defense. So I rate them. All three units on defense are in my top units, the quarterback and receivers. Offensive line might be a little bit of a question mark for me this year.
Now, Phil Steele is our guest here of the Phil Steele College Football Preview Magazine on Twitter, at PhilSteele042. All right, Oregon, USC, Stanford, UW, you've addressed those. What about my alma mater? What are my Beavs looking like to you when you look at their schedule, when you talk with Jonathan Smith? What do you think with Oregon State, who had a pretty good end to their year, finishing with five wins?
You know, I didn't pick them last this year. How about that?
Hey, all right, there we go.
The one question I asked Coach Smith, and it grinded him a little bit. I said, "Here you are. You're playing Washington State. You're up 53-42. 4 minutes and 17 seconds left. You got a bowl in your hand, and just went away." That's how close they were last year. And I think the advantage they have over Washington State is Washington State's got a brand new head coach. Didn't have benefit of spring practice. Not, you know, he has to learn his players yet. Meanwhile, at Oregon State, when I talked to Jonathan Smith the first time, going over that team that first year, I mean, I was like, wow, are they going to win very many games at all? Two wins, that's about what I expected out of them. Last year, I said they were about two touchdowns better than the previous year's Oregon State, and they were. They actually got closer to a bowl than I thought they would. The key to me is going to be quarterback play. You know, last year, Jake Luton gave them exceptional quarterback play. 28 touchdowns, just three interceptions. Now, Smith is high on Tristan Gebbia and Chance Nolan, the two guys that are possible replacements. If he can get good quarterback play, they are loaded at running back with Jefferson and Baylor. The offensive line solid. The defense, I mean, with Hamilcar coming back at that outside linebacker spot, they've got actually my number 10 linebacking core in the entire country. So this is a dangerous Oregon State team that is very close to a bowl game last year. I'm hoping they break through and get one this year.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, when you look around the conference, the decision to not play those non-conference games that the Pac-12 has officially made. I'm curious when I ask, what program benefits the most from that? Because you've had, I mean, Oregon and Ohio State wiped off the board, Michigan and Washington, USC and Alabama. You know, Oregon State, we're just talking about them. They were going to go down to Oklahoma State, USC and Notre Dame, Stanford, Notre Dame. Which of these programs do you think is going to benefit most from playing a conference-only schedule this year?
I'm going to say USC because they avoid Alabama and Notre Dame. And those are two pretty big misses for USC. The second one, you know, I don't think Washington benefits from avoiding Michigan. They would have got them at home, and I think they probably would have beat Michigan. But I would say Oregon avoiding Ohio State was nice. And how about Oregon State avoiding Oklahoma State? You know, Oklahoma State brought back Chuba Hubbard at running back, who could have gone to the NFL. Tylan Wallace, a wide receiver, could have gone to the NFL. That's going to be a tough Oklahoma State team. So I think the Beavers benefit from not playing them.
Yeah, Phil Steele of Phil Steele's Preview Football Magazine. It's out every year. It's one of our favorites. He is one of our favorite guests here to talk all things Pac-12 football on Twitter, at PhilSteele042. Give him a follow and PhilSteele.com. What's gone on with Chip Kelly in your estimation? When you see them play versus when you guys talk on the phone to get the, you know, the roster breakdown and the depth chart, where's the disconnect when you see them?
Well, he's actually the one coach in the Pac-12 I haven't talked to, so that's one I haven't talked to. And, you know, what I see with Chip Kelly is, remember when he was back at Oregon? He had they had the facilities. Oregon at that time had better facilities than everybody else. He also was the only guy running that fast, hurry-up offense, and that caught a lot of defenses by surprise. Well, now everybody runs a hurry-up offense. Everybody in the Pac-12's got great facilities now, and he doesn't have those advantages. We see that in his recruiting classes, and on the field, his offenses aren't as dynamic. So I think I see a lot of, you know, can he get through? Can he break through and get to a bowl game? Chances are there for him this year, but I'm going to wait to see it. I don't know if he doesn't have the same advantages he had when he was at Oregon.
Well, and sticking with his in-city rival, you started this whole interview mentioning USC as a chance, as a team that could make a run at the college football playoff. Now, I feel like I hear this about USC every single year. They got all the talent in the world, and everybody kind of gets high on them, and then at some point they end up stumbling. Why is this year different for USC with their talented roster?
The overall talent's one thing. The last year, they did suffer a lot of injuries. And, you know, let's look at a couple of their losses last year, for example. Now, the toughest start, I've always said the toughest start for any quarterback is your first road start. Well, guess what? When they played BYU, they had a first-time quarterback, Keaton Slovis, making his first road start, and they lost that game by a field goal in overtime. The next time they went on the road at Washington, they had their third-string quarterback making for his first start on the road, and a couple of key interceptions in the end zone cost them against Washington, a game they blew three red zone chances and lost by 14 points. They lost to Notre Dame at Notre Dame by 3 points. So all three of those games, I think had they been healthier, they could easily have won all three. And then the one game they didn't was Oregon. I thought USC played a great first half against Oregon and sort of snowballed them in the second half. But I think this is a more talented team, one that last year's injuries will benefit them because it gave a lot of players experience. And I do like the talent that Coach Helton's bringing in there.
Phil, I'm pretty high on Herm Edwards, just as it's nice to have him in the Pac-12. We love having him on the
great
show.
Guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He is one of the stand-up guys in football. And while the start for him has been pretty encouraging, they seem to be kind of that trendy hot pick within the conference of ASU, Jaden Daniels. Look, I can see it. I don't know if I'm fully investing yet. I think year three and year four are going to be pretty big to tell us what his future truly is going to be down in Tempe. What say you on Arizona State this year?
Yeah, I think they'll be a good team, but I've got them coming in third in the South. I like Jaden Daniels, but there are question marks that I have with Arizona State offensively. I do not have their running backs, the receivers, or their offensive line ranked in my top units in the front of the magazine. Now, defensively, I've got all three units there. Special teams are going to be good, and Jaden Daniels is the wild card. He's an exceptional quarterback, so I think he's going to help, but I do have question marks. With only four returning starters on offense, it's not an overwhelming talent group that surrounds him on offense.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Utah this year? I mean, a team that was a win away potentially from a college football playoff before losing to Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game last year. If I'm not mistaken, I believe they're replacing a lot of guys. Just what are you expecting out of the Utes this year?
Kyle Whittingham still coaching them?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
they're still going to be good. And, you know, you look at the quarterback replacements. You lose a guy like Tyler Huntley. They've got Jake Bentley, who started at South Carolina, and Cam Rising, another outstanding transfer, battling to take his spot. I don't see a Zach Moss at running back this year, but they've got talent there. The receiving corps is probably the best that Whittingham's had since he's been there. He had a lot of possession receivers when he started there. That's much improved right now. They've got speed there. The offensive line could be one of the more better units in the Pac-12. And defensively, they're good at all three layers. And are the special teams going to be good at Utah? Oh, yeah, it's Utah. They're going to be good. So this is Kyle Whittingham. I don't think they're as good as last year's squad. I'm a little disappointed they didn't win the Pac-12 title game. I know I'm speaking here in Oregon, but I had them as my number one surprise team. Had they won that game, it would have been the damn playoff, and it would have been another year for my number one surprise team. But, yeah, I thought they got close last year. They're not going to be the last year's level, but I still think they're going to be really good.
All right, there we go. To find out more info, you got to get the newest Phil Steele edition of the College Football Preview magazine. He's been doing this a long time, folks. He knows what he's talking about. Talks to almost all of the coaches and gets the depth charts filled out, and he's one of our favorites here in Portland. Phil Steele on Twitter at PhilSteele042, PhilSteele.com, and ESPN as well. Phil, thanks so much for the time, man. We always appreciate having you.
Hey, guys, always appreciate you having me on and love talking football with you guys. Have yourself a great offseason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.